Well, today we have the feast day of the great bishop and doctor of the church, St. Augustine, one of the greatest intellects that society and the church has ever beheld. In the church, we would say perhaps only Thomas Aquinas was a greater intellect, perhaps, than St. Augustine. And this reading today is very appropriate for St. Monica and St. Augustine. Yesterday was the feast day of St. Monica, and today we honor the fruit of her prayers, the fruit of her 20 years of prayers. We honor today in the conversion and the life of St. Augustine. The gospel was about a widow. The only son of his mother had died, and so the son was being carried out from the town of Nain, and Jesus saw the stretcher bearers carrying this dead son, noticed that the mother was a widow. And he stopped the stretcher bearers, he touched the son, brought him back to life because of the prayers and the weeping of the mother. And then it says he gave the son back to the mother. And this is perhaps the greatest scriptural image of what we have of St. Monica and St. Augustine. Augustine was dead in sin for 20 years. In a sense, he was on a stretcher, dead to his faith. He had left the faith as a young man. He had been living in sin for 20 years. But his mother, who was a widow, Monica, never gave up praying. She continued to pray more and more, and with tears. And as Ambrose told her, a child of so many tears will not be lost. And so then, just as Jesus reached out and brought this young man in the gospel back to life and gave him back to his mother, so Jesus reached down from heaven and touched Augustine. He touched Augustine's heart and brought Augustine back to life, back to supernatural life. Then Augustine, at the age of 33, was converted to the faith, was baptized, and became a Christian. So what a powerful story we have today, the story of St. Augustine and St. Monica. And so think of the joy of that mother in the gospel that received her dead son back to life. And that's think of the joy of St. Monica, who received her wayward son, Augustine, back to life and to the good graces of God. When we look at Augustine's life, we see he became a Christian at age 33. 3 years later, he was ordained a priest at age 36, chosen to be a bishop at age 41, and he lived to be 76 years of age. And in that time, from his conversion until his death, which was about 40 years, he wrote incredible amounts of writings, over 1,700 writings, including 400 sermons, and his greatest books, the Confessions of St. Augustine, which is his spiritual autobiography, which was written to give praise to God for all the graces that Augustine received from God. And then his other great book called The City of God, which was sort of the history of salvation and God's divine providence. And even though our first parents sinned, God sent his son to be our redeemer. And so many other books that he wrote. And one of the books I would recommend is by Father John Hardin, the great Jesuit. He wrote this book called The Catholic Lifetime Reading Plan. And in this, he goes through about 100 of the greatest Catholic authors and which books that every Catholic should read sometime during his or her lifetime. And Augustine, of course, is one of the most important of the spiritual writers. Father Hardin says that after the Bible, no other books are more widely read or have been more influential in shaping human thought than the writings of St. Augustine. And so he does recommend in here that every Catholic read the book, The Confessions of Augustine, The City of God. And a third book he recommends is Of True Religion, which is a masterpiece defending the Catholic faith. Now, St. Augustine had to combat the three greatest heresies of the day, Manichaeanism, Donatism, and Pelagianism. The Manichaeans believed that there were two gods, a good God and an evil and a bad God, and that anything material was evil, anything spiritual was good. And so Augustine was able to combat this heresy by saying, no, there is only one God, and God is good. And God created everything good, but he gave free will. He gave free will to the angels, and he gave free will to men. The angels, sadly, many of them rebelled against God and brought evil into the world. Our first parents, Adam and Eve, sinned and brought evil into the world. So God allowed, he doesn't create evil, he allows free will. And the choice of free will can sometimes be for good or for evil. So Augustine was able to show the errors of the Manichaean heresy, saying that everything God created is good. The world is good. We are good by the way God created us. But he does give us free will, and we can choose either to accept God's will or to violate it and to bring evil into the world. Then he combated the sin of the heresy of Donatism. The Donatists said that when Jesus founded the church, because he was holy, only holy members were part of the church. And St. Augustine said, no, sadly, the church is both, it has both the saints and the sinners within the church. And God allows Satan, sinner, to be in the church until the end of time. And lastly, Pelagianism, the heresy that said you did not need God's grace to be saved. You could save yourself of your own effort. And so Pelagius denied the necessity of baptism and salvation by God's grace. And again, Augustine condemned Pelagianism and said, no, we have original sin. We need baptism. We need to be freed of original sin to receive sanctifying grace. And we need God's grace to get to heaven. So these are just some of the writings and the thought of the great St. Augustine. What a wonderful saint we honor today. One of the greatest teachers and intellects. And it certainly would be worth your while to read the writings of St. Augustine.